The number of people getting laid off from their jobs in Wyoming skyrocketed over the last few weeks. It's up over 800% just since the middle of March. Like other tourist destination states, Wyoming's economy is extra vulnerable, with large numbers of people working in the service industry. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards talked with some Wyomingites who are feeling the fresh pain of unemployment.
Back in mid-March, Governor Mark Gordon shut down all public spaces to stop the spread of coronavirus. At the time, Destiny Irwin was plugging away on a political science degree at UW and working at two Laramie restaurants to pay her bills. They went to curbside delivery, and Irwin got laid off.
Not having any income is difficult, and I just paid for April's rent, and until I really get unemployment money coming through, I am broke.
Irwin says her employers have been good to her, promising she'd have her jobs back when this is all over, giving her groceries to take home, and even helping her apply for unemployment. And that application process was way easier than she expected.
For me, it was within about 2 days that I got the email and the notification back that I had been accepted for unemployment.
Irwin says her parents have helped a little by paying her utilities, but they can't afford to help for too long.
Between unemployment and between the stimulus check, I think I'll be okay for a little while. I don't think that it's like sustainable for me for like 6 or 8 months. I mean, it's going to be really tough if it goes on that long.
Irwin says she's been approved to receive $284 a week in state unemployment. Sean Francis owns a music store in Lander, and he's thinking of applying for unemployment too, even though he's self-employed. Congress made it possible for small business owners like him to get some assistance in response to the pandemic. Meanwhile, Francis is doing everything he can to keep his music store open for business. He says people have been getting curbside delivery of some of his music supplies.
I would say it's mostly been guitar strings and picks, things like that for maybe guitars they've had at home for a long time that haven't, you know, gotten much playtime at all. That's one of the things that's been interesting is seeing a lot of these old instruments coming out of the closets and stuff like that, where somebody's like, oh yeah, I've had this around for a long time and I've always meant to get it fixed up and just never had time. Well, guess what?
Francis is getting proactive. He's been teaching music lessons over Zoom, and he started a GoFundMe campaign to raise $1,000 to cover payroll and overhead. He gave people 60 days to commit.
And we were expecting that it would probably, kind of trickle in over maybe the next 15, 16 days or something like that. And about 12 hours later, when we checked it again, it was overfunded even.
He says Lander has been super supportive like that of all its small businesses. But $1,000 won't help if the quarantining keeps him closed for too long. At some point, he says he'll definitely need some additional help from the government to survive. He's not the only one. Wyoming has a lot of unemployed workers, and many of them are self-employed, like Francis. Ty Stockton is with Wyoming Workforce Services. He admits there's a lot of unanswered questions.
We're waiting on that guidance from the Department of Labor. I really can't give you a time frame on it. I'm hoping it will be soon, as soon as possible. There's a lot of people out there who are looking for help, and the quicker we can get them that help, the better off everybody will be.
Stockton says he's never seen anything like this before.
It's all hands on deck. The unemployment insurance division is, they're working as hard as they can, and I think they're putting in quite a bit of time on weekends and after hours. Almost doubled the size of the call desk, yet we're still seeing long hold times on the phone.
That's why he recommends people apply online. Back in early March, only about 500 people were filing brand new unemployment claims. Then, by March 21st, it quadrupled to over 3,700. The week after that, 4,700. At first, it was mostly service industry workers getting laid off. But now the state is seeing unemployment claims from across its industries. Construction, education, even healthcare. Julia Wolf, with the Economic Policy Institute, a national organization, she says these numbers are deceptive, too.
You're only counted as unemployed if you're actively searching for a job. And if your entire industry is closed down, you're not going to be actively searching for a job.
Wolf says by July, Wyoming could have 37,000 people laid off. But this data also doesn't count undocumented workers who are getting disproportionately laid off in Teton County and elsewhere because they're not eligible for unemployment. Wolf says it's for families in all these heavily impacted groups that policy leaders need to act and act swiftly.
They should also absolutely be protecting all these vulnerable communities who are already vulnerable just by beefing up spending on benefit amounts for SNAP, for TANF. And governors can also be taking important steps to make sure that people aren't overburdened by their rent and utility payments.
Wolf calls this investing in a public debt and says the government needs to pay that debt to keep as many Wyomingites on the payroll as possible. That way, there's an economy waiting for them when this pandemic is over. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.